Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Lennox Cornwall, author of Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. We're talking about some things to do to sharpen your axe, folks, to help you work on your business, not so much in your business. And in the last segment, Lennox told us about all the millions of vacation days that we don't take in America. You know, they don't have that problem in Europe, do they?
Not as much, Jim, not as much, but the world is shrinking and America is, you know, very dominant in many areas, so the practices over here are creeping out.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
Because we live to work and over there they live to work. I mean, work to live.
Work to live, yeah. I do think things are changing in some of it, particularly in Northern Europe versus Southern.
Right.
Things are changing somewhat.
Very interesting. So what's the next thing we need to do to sharpen our axes?
Okay, well, the next one is to make sure that we get quiet. And there's several ways to do that. In my book, Embracing Failure, Key to Success, I talk about genius, not being exclusive to Steve Jobs, Da Vinci, Einstein. We've all got the ability to be genius, and this could be the difference between you creating innovation or waiting for it to happen and then following it. So the first of the quiet time things you can do is to make sure you get times of solitude. That could be a walk in the park. It could be fishing. I know you love fishing, Jim.
Yep.
Or anything like that, but you're getting away just to forget about work. And it's amazing when you come back, your refreshed ideas come to you in a bigger way than they would otherwise.
Let me tell you another thing. Don't wait. Don't think you're going to wait till you come back to get big ideas. You're going to get big ideas in this solitude. See, whenever I try to get away from the, and I tell you what, it happens to me more in the shower. That might be hard for some people to imagine. But when you get in the shower in the morning, what people need to realize is the right side of your brain wakes up before the left side of your brain. The creative side of your brain wakes up before the engineer side wakes up. And so all the crazy ideas that you might not have thought about before that actually need to be heard, you'll hear those in the shower. Pay attention to those. Put a board in your shower so you can write these things down because you'll forget them. But my point is, Lennox, while you're taking quiet time to decompress, don't be worried that good ideas will pop into your head.
Absolutely. I always take either a dictaphone, my cell phone, or a pad with me when I go for a walk because I know exactly what you're saying is going to happen every single time.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite incredible.
And you'll get into a pattern of where if you need to get refreshed, if you need to get recentered with what you're thinking is, you'll find that there are certain places, there are certain people, there are certain times of the day, certain days of the week that's better. And when you find that, guard those and keep up with them.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Which kind of brings me on to the sort of next 2 points, which are contemplation, which is, again, just going away on your own, lock yourself away in a room. And if you've got a room that works for you and a time that works for you, use it. Also, brainstorming, you know, make that a regular practice with people that you trust in your company. And the one that works for me above all else, Jim, is daily meditation. And that's a practice I know many people find difficult because it really does require you on your own just there, with an empty mind in my case. If you can't do it for 10 minutes, do it for a minute, and then you build up to the 30 minutes a day that I do, or longer for some people if they have the time. And I know it's difficult to create that time. Practice number 3, Jim, is one that I know we all do by default, and that's dreams. Now, the best way for me to tell you how powerful this is to give you 4 examples of dreams that have changed the world forever. The first one is Einstein. He dreamed his theories of relativity into existence and the iconic equation E equals MC squared. Just literally from dreaming. No science involved. I cannot turn a TV on without seeing something about a vampire. That's probably why I don't watch TV so much. And the lady called Stephanie Myers, who was a stay-at-home mum, Stephanie Meyer was a stay-at-home mom, and she dreamed that Twilight phase into existence. Now, that sold 100 million copies in book form in over 50 countries. It's been translated into 37 different languages and grossed over $380 million at the box office from a dream. Wow. And then there's Harriet Tubman. Mm-hmm. She was called Moses for her heroics of freeing Southern slaves before and during the Civil War. Yep. And she said that she used to fall into this almost coma-like sleep, and then God, as she puts it, would give her both roots and safe houses that she wouldn't have known existed. And the last one is Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney literally dreamed the entire lyrics of Yesterday into existence. And according to Guinness World Records, it was the most covered song in the 20th century with over 7 million times.
I believe it. It's a wonderful
incredible
song. Well, you know, and the great prophets, oftentimes their prophecies came in dreams.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And these are four of, I've got like 50 of these dreams that I've been researching. This is just four of them.
So do you try to program them? Do you go to sleep thinking about certain things, or you just let them happen?
You can do that, but I personally like things to happen. I've personally had two dreams myself that have changed my life. One is a children's book I wrote called Jonathan's Journey,
mm-hmm.
Joshua's Journey, sorry, which was a dream about this plane crashing. How do you turn that into a children's book? Well, it is. And then the other one is my ball bearing cast invention. That was another dream I had, and it's now going through the patent.
For some reason, I don't get any things that are valuable in my dreams, but immediately when I get up out of bed and go get in the shower, that's when it happens for me.
Beautiful.
I can't tell you how much clarity I've gotten either to start something or to improve it in the shower. So, folks, make yourself available to your dreams and make yourself available when you're in there with the rubber ducky.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.